suppose we talk about defensive football and we talk about Oisín and Ulster particularly, but I think yesterday just put it to, took it to another level. I suppose the interesting thing about it is that Tyrone went down to Mayo, put all their players behind the ball, and they were successful and they won. Looking at the game yesterday, both teams played very, very defensive, and I never seen Monaghan playing as defensive as they did yesterday. They got everybody behind the ball, and it's a terrible game to watch and the way the game's going. And I mean, it's generally happening in Ulster, and I look at it from a Donegal point of view, and I know we've created this monster ourselves because we've won in All-Ireland doing that, Oisín, and you know, looking at it like that there, and I don't think it suits our style of football. I don't think we have the players that it's just not in our, in our nature, and it never was in Donegal's nature, that type of football going back a long time ago. So I just think, you know, from a Donegal point of view, there's decisions to make there. I mean, are we better going out and trying to play orthodox football and letting lads express themselves than what we're doing? We have the best full forward line in Ireland in there, but you're, I mean, there's not, they haven't got a chance of playing the way that we are playing and the way teams are playing against us.
Is it worrying, Martin, off the back of what we've seen yesterday with the rest of the league to come and obviously the championship come the end of May?
Yeah, it is, because we're playing our, you know, our full hand, and we don't have strength and depth. We all know that. You know, hopefully maybe this, the minor team will come through. I mean, we're hearing that we have the best minor team ever in the county this year. So hopefully from that point of view that some of these players will come through. Because, you know, there's a lot of leg, you know, there's a lot of miles on a lot of the players' legs, and you can see that in the games to date. So, yeah, it is a worry, Oisín, in the sense of, because we're playing everybody. We look at the league, and it'd be important enough to stay in Division 1. It's not the end of the world if you get relegated, but it'd be nice to stay in Division 1. And I think, you know, the fact that Kerry are beaten by Cork, the Kerry game's going to be very difficult. The Mayo game away isn't always a very difficult game for Donegal. So you look at it, that the Tyrone game in the league is going to be a very, very big game, in my opinion, already.
And even if we lose our away games, Martin, and do take victory against Tyrone, it still mightn't assure us Division 1 football next year.
No, it depends on how the other results go. You know, Monaghan have say, looking at them, they've Derry at home next weekend. They'll be expecting to win that. And then they have Kerry and Dublin to play in the last two games. They're two tough matches for them. I think they're down in Kerry and maybe home to Dublin. They're difficult enough matches for them. So there's a lot of difficult games. I still think 6 points... shouldn't, with a good scoring average, would leave you safe enough, you'd feel, and maybe 7 and it would make you safe. But yeah, it's difficult. It's going to be difficult, but you know, it's a tough league. It's an interesting league, I suppose. And you know, we look at Cork. Nobody could see Cork hammering Kerry yesterday. That happening. So look at this that way. It'll be up and down, and you'll probably win games. You mightn't think you're going to win, you'll lose games. But I just think that the whole thing about yesterday, Oisín, is down to the way Ulster football is going, and it's not a nice spectacle to watch. And people are going to stop going to these matches. I believe that myself.
Let's look at Tyrone. They picked up their second draw of the campaign away to Dublin at Croke Park on Saturday night. And I suppose them drawn games, Martin, could be crucial come the end of the league campaign for Mickey Hart's side.
Yeah, and they've a big game next weekend at home to Cork. Cork are not good travellers, we've always said that. I mean, you look at the Cork team that played in Ballyshannon compared to the Cork team that played at home against Dublin and against Kerry. So Cork are not great travellers. You still think that Tyrone would be good enough to win that. The interesting one about Tyrone against Dublin, Tyrone put everybody behind the ball, and Dublin again, they can't deal with it. Of the top teams in Ireland, the one team can't deal with this defensive football. They don't know how to deal with it. They didn't deal well with it at all. They were lucky a ball off the post, and they ended up getting the goal. Tyrone will be happy enough. He's got a system. They're good at playing that system. I think they're probably, of all the teams in Ulster, they're the best at playing that system. And they have reverted back to that very defensive system, and it so far is suiting them. So, yeah, Tyrone be happy enough where they're at. Looking at, you know, if they beat Cork next again, you'd feel, you know, they're getting very close to being safe.
Derry losing again against Mayo yesterday at Celtic Park. The pressure now continuing to build as the weeks go on. And Brian McGiver's side, Martin.
Yeah, it is, Oisín, but in fairness to Derry, you know, they put up a great performance yesterday. They only beat by 2 points and could have got over the line. And Fergal Doherty got injured at work during the week and unfortunately wasn't fit to play. I mean, the likes of that, an experienced player like him would have made the difference. Derry, you know, they haven't got the Slough Neil players. I said last week there's a fallout from the county final and that there, and players like Fergal Doherty not being available. So listen, Derry, I think they're accepting. They don't have any wild interest in the league. They're looking at trying to build for the championship this year, and that's what they're looking at, and they're trying to get a squad of players together. Owen Bradley was away on a family holiday as well. So it's good enough performance by them. Next weekend's game against Monaghan is a big game for them. They have a good record against Monaghan. You know, don't rule them out, but you still think Monaghan at home is good enough. So Derry, yeah, under pressure, but they seem to be, have accepted, maybe they're happy enough to get ready for the championship, and even they do get relegated.